From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour at anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday the 19th of February. Thanks to Stephen Becker for filling in last week. I'm thrilled to be back this week. We're taking your questions and answers, calls, emails, and tweets live. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see here. Starting off today, got an email from Ken who says, about 4 years ago, I saw a show on KERA television on a Saturday that highlighted a Cajun music gathering near Lafayette, Louisiana. He says, the host of the gathering makes or repairs accordions. He says, I believe the jam session was held once a month on Saturday mornings with folks bringing in instruments and food. But again, Ken says he saw this on television. Does anyone remember the name of the host or the town in which it's located? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Today, you heard the news that Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, his body is lying in repose at the Supreme Court today, and the public is able to pay their respects until, I believe, I just heard in that newscast, 8 p.m. this evening. This prompts a question from Joel in Dallas, who wonders, what is the difference between lying in repose and lying in state and just plain, he says, visitation/viewing of the body? Give us a call, 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. We were talking about this morning after our news team meeting, and we were thinking, of course, we didn't look it up, so you know we're doing the show now, but we're thinking that lying in state has to do with the Capitol Rotunda. Someone will know, though. That's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Amy says, I was recently traveling through a local neighborhood and saw an electronic sign that read something like, bait cars in use in this area. Amy says, my question is, why do the police announce that they're trying to catch criminals? Is this so that someone who's caught stealing a bait car cannot claim entrapment? Why do police use the signs that say, bait cars in use in this area? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start today on the phone with Dave calling from Arlington. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My question is, where do you get instructions and forms for taxes? I'm looking for 1040A instructions and forms. Very simple. They're no longer available at the library. They're no longer available at the post office. If you call the IRS, it is not an option in their menu.
I think you can download those in PDF form, probably, from irs.gov. Someone will have to confirm that.
Where do you get the hard copy printed forms you used to get? Are those absolutely
right? That's
unavailable?
That's a good question. I mean, I think if you download them, then you could print them off yourself, but that would require you to be able to print them off. So,
and not only that, but the instructions and the tax tables.
Right. Okay, it's a good question. We'll see if
I'm going back in time, I guess.
Sure. Right. Well,
but I would appreciate
it. Sure. Somebody's bound to know.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Denny calling from Dallas. Hello, Denny.
Hello, Jeff. This is Denny. My question is, does anyone know of a gallery in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that sells either Caribbean or more specifically Cuban art? I have some artwork that I'd like to have represented that I want to sell, and it's a Cuban artist.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Got a couple of tweets on the bait car question. Franklin says, the bait car sign is used to deter people from breaking into cars. If you break into a bait car, you'll get caught by police that are waiting to catch you, I think. Let's see. Justin says, signs like that are for deterrence. Criminals are less likely to break into your car if police have bait cars announced. So a couple answers on that from the Twitter sphere. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call 800-933-5372. Let's see. In the inbox, Youssef says, we're all aware of the lines that divide each section on a concrete sidewalk. I've also noticed when driving on concrete paved roadways or highways, there are also these dividing lines that separate each section. You can actually feel when driving over them. Why are the sections divided and the road or sidewalk, and why is it not just a continuous strip of concrete without the lines? I think I know the answer to this, but we'll see if we can get an answer from the audience or maybe a confirmation at 800-933-5372 or email anything at kera.org. Concrete is going to crack no matter what. It's going to crack. So the expansion that aren't actually cuts all the way through the concrete, those are there to provide kind of a path of weakness. At least this is what I've been told for that inevitable cracking. But somebody will be able to give us a little bit better answer on that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Amy calling from Dallas. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hey there.
I just have an answer for the person wanting to know about forms from the IRS.
Yeah.
You just go online and you order the forms. It takes a week to 10 days to get them. And they have all the forms that you just check off what you need. And because those forms are often three parts. I know the 1099 miscellaneous is a three-part form, and that's what I did. So really easy.
So when you go to irs.gov, you can just, right. There's a place where you can, it's easy to find that.
There's a place where you can order forms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Okay.
Let's see if we get a different answer on this from Myla in Dallas. Hello, Myla.
Hey, it's Myla, actually. But yeah, so Amy is actually pretty much right. There's also, if the PDFs that you mentioned on the website are there, mm-hmm. and that actually includes all the instructions and worksheets if you need them. And if you're wanting to get it quicker, then they can be mailed. Most libraries will let you print things off for 5-10 cents, and you can just do it from a library computer.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next on the phone is Tarek in Dallas. Hello, Tarek.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Jeff, I was just calling to get a recommendation, really. I'm going to be moving into Arlington next month, and I'm looking for a recommendation for a contemporary modern store in the area. So I was hoping one of the listeners will be able to recommend something.
For home furnishings or for...
Yeah.
Okay.
Home furnishing, yes.
And in Arlington, you said?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a couple of votes for you.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Christopher confirms that you can download forms from the IRS as well. So there is that via Twitter. Got an answer from last week. There was a question about getting to DFW Airport via public transit from Fort Worth. We have the, you know, the DART rail, I think it's the Orange Line, stops near Love Field, and there's a shuttle bus, and then takes you on to DFW. But what about Fort Worth? David in Fort Worth says the TRE goes to the Center Point DFW station, and then you can get on a bus or shuttle at that stop, and that will take you into DFW Airport. So there's an answer on that. And then got an email from Carol, who wants to know, what's being built on the northwest corner of Lemon Avenue and Oak Lawn? Does anybody know what they're building on the northwest corner of Lemon Avenue and Oak Lawn? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Tom in Dallas. Hello, Tom.
Hello there. Hi, I have an answer for that man that called about the accordion.
Uh-huh.
In Scott, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
a family named Martin makes the accordion, and the accordions all have a crawfish in the center, in the front of the accordion, because they play them at crawfish festivals, mostly. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys and all the guys from around that area play those accordions, and they play them at the, and there's a festival the first weekend of every May. The very first weekend is called the Brofridge Crawfish Festival, where they have three stages. One's for Zydeco, one's for Cajun, and one's for old-style country Zydeco mm-hmm. music, old-style. And they have a big tent inside that Brofridge Crawfish Festival, and the Martins set up there every year and show people how to play accordions and how they put together.
Great. Well, Tom, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a good day.
I went to the Brofridge Crawfish Festival when I was 9 or 10 years old with my much younger parents and uncle, and they had a good time. We all had a very good time. Todd tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says, the town in the show is Eunice, Louisiana, and the Savoy Music Center is where that show happens. So I have a feeling there are many weekend gatherings with accordions in central and southern Louisiana. Specifically, our questioner was asking about a show they saw on KERA television. So maybe it's the Savoy Music Center in Eunice, Louisiana. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jim in Dallas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
I had an answer about the IRS forms, and it sounded like the gentleman would probably prefer to actually pick up physical forms,
right.
And I know how to do that.
Okay.
There is a federal building that's on, I believe it's on Alpha Road. It's just west of Midway, and there's an IRS office in that building.
Hmm.
You can just go in there and pick up all the forms and instructions and everything you need. I do it every year.
Very good. You know, and that springs to mind, there's a federal courthouse with an IRS office in downtown Dallas as well, and probably
yeah.
in Fort Worth, I would imagine, but definitely in Dallas. And I got an email here from Matt who says, all the actual paper copies of IRS forms are readily available at all the IRS offices throughout the area. So thanks, Jim.
You're quite welcome. Mm-hmm. I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Take care.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. If you can't get through on the phone, because we only have a few lines. But you can also tweet me if you're into the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a question from Jody, who sent a picture, an awesome picture, of his or her 1950 Ford Custom Deluxe. And Jody's in Dallas, and Jody says, hello, I wonder if any listeners out there know of someone in the DFW area who can repair or restore the radio in my 1950 Ford Custom Deluxe. This has got a painted dashboard with the old-style AM radio that just says like 5, 6, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, and has the buttons that you push in and the little red indicator will zoom to the preset. And Jody also included a picture of the outside of the car. Anybody know where to get these kinds of old radios restored for vintage cars? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or share your question and or answer, hope, dream, thought, or musing with me on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington. Either way, stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Rebecca did on Twitter. And Rebecca says, I think there are cracks built into concrete because the summer heat makes it expand. And Rahul also tweeted and asks, why can I not download the IRS tax transcripts anymore? He says, I used to be able to up until last year. Now you request by mail. Does anybody know why? And I don't even know what the IRS tax transcripts are, but maybe somebody knows. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Byron in Dallas. Hello, Byron.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Actually, I have maybe a little help for you on the radio, the classic radio. I'm in the car business, and there's a shop in Richardson. I believe the name of the shop is Thatcher Repair Center. They were able to help one of my customers a couple of years ago with a classic car, so there's that.
Factory Repair Center. Very good.
Yeah, I believe that's the name of it. They're in Richardson. I have a question. My dad brought home from World War II. He was in the Philippines. And I have two weapons that are the native made, handmade weapons.
Mm-hmm.
This would be late 1930s, early 1940s. I haven't been able to find any kind of a collector or any kind of way to get any kind of an idea of price.
Are they blades?
Well,
or?
One is a bone knife with the chief's name written in it, and the other is a kind of an axe, pickaxe-type thing, if you will, but the head is like a bird head.
Wow.
It's made of wood. Some kind of tail on it. But, yeah, they're all in very, very good shape. And I also have a pair of sandals that were handmade.
I said this a couple weeks ago. The Antiques Roadshow is coming to the Fort Worth Convention Center this summer. Just FYI.
Oh, cool.
Now,
yeah, perfect.
I think they've put out some, you know, pre-tickets, but there's always also the opportunity to line up. So you might just search for that Antiques Roadshow in Fort Worth, and that would be, you know, one place to get. I mean, they can look at almost anything, but we'll also see if somebody knows who might be able to even give you an idea of what the historical significance or value of these items is.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Show. I go to lunch every Friday just to listen to your show. Have a great day.
Hey, I enjoy having lunch with you too, Byron. Thanks a lot.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Line open 800-933-5372. And let's talk to Gavin in Irving. Hey, Gavin.
Hi there. I just had an answer for Tarek, who was calling about a furniture store, contemporary furniture store in Arlington. This place called By Design in Arlington that pretty much fits that bill.
Okay.
I've got a lot of nice stuff from there, owned by a Danish fellow called Henrik, a very helpful guy.
Great.
It's a good store.
Thanks for calling, Gavin.
All right, thanks. Bye. All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Another vote from Adisa for By Design in Arlington. And Adisa says it's on North Collins Street, north of Whole Foods. So there's a couple of votes for By Design. Dustin says, my car just broke down, and repairs cost far more than the vehicle's worth. Where and how is the best way to scrap your car to get the best value back? It's a good question. Give us a call if you know the answer. 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got another question from someone who wants to know, where do you go to find out if a business is bonded? Does anybody know where to find that out? Monica emailed and says, I'm interested in building a Quonset hut home here in the DFW area. Monica says, I know the area is filled with Quonset-style barns and professional buildings, but I can't find any place locally where I can buy a Quonset hut building. There's a place in Virginia that sells them, but shipping from Virginia is expensive. I would love to know if your audience is aware of any companies within the state of Texas that builds Quonset hut style buildings. Monica, at the State Fair of Texas every year, they have Quonset hut style barn constructions, and I think they call them Murphy buildings. So Quonset's obviously a name for the specific brand that was used, I think. And these Murphy style or Murphy buildings are, I guess they're made, designed by someone named Murphy, I would assume. And they're similar to that. So you might look that up, but we'll see if somebody else knows where to find you know, Quonset style or Quonset huts built new here in North Texas. 800-933-5372 is our phone number. Up next, let's talk to Darlene in Dallas. Hey, Darlene.
I have an answer to getting IRS forms if you don't have access to a computer.
Uh-huh.
I have a telephone number, 1-800-829-3676.
Okay.
It's IRS, and they'll mail them to you. Just tell them what you need, and be sure and ask for the instruction booklet, and they will mail them to you.
Thank you so much, Darlene. Appreciate that.
Bye.
Let's get one more on this from Ronnie in Arlington. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, same to you.
To answer both your questions, the transcript is actually the IRS's printout of your tax return. When they print it, it's not exactly in the 1040 form format or anything like that. It's basically just, it almost looks like a letter. That's what the transcript is. If you ask for a copy of your tax return, that's what you're going to get, not an actual photocopy of the 1040 or whatever form you submitted.
Understood.
Reason behind it, as somebody who battled the IRS for many years over tax refund fraud and was treated more like the criminal than the victim, it's a step, one of the steps they're finally taking to limit identity theft, to be able for anyone that's got a hold of your information to simply download your previous year's taxes to get more of your bank information and things like that.
Oh, okay. So that's ultimately a good thing, I think, probably.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling, Ronnie.
You got it.
We also got an email from Tori on this. The IRS does not allow individuals to pull transcripts anymore due to an ongoing ID theft and fraud issues that they've been having. Only approved tax preparer professionals can pull transcripts through a secure system. So there's the answer to that. And let's see. We got, I'll take two more digital answers on this, because Katie tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says the Garland Central Library has the 1040, 1040A, and easy forms and instructions at the Garland Central Library. And Chris in Dallas says you don't have to go into the IRS office necessarily to get the paper forms. Most federal buildings have them in the lobby. Chris in Dallas says be prepared to walk as the buildings are buffered from vehicles, and you will need to go through metal detectors. So leave your pocket knives in the car, right, or at home if you're taking public transportation. That's my own editorial addition there and advice for you. But Chris says the security officers will be able to direct you to the available forms after you go through security. So lots of great answers on that. I love it when we're able to actually really give the audience some great answers. Thanks to everybody. Carol emailed a question. When you have the same television or radio program on in different rooms, why are they not in sync as you move between the rooms? The sound of one is always a little behind the other and has to catch up. Does anybody know why that is? Let's see. Greg emailed from Parker and says, those concrete gaps are expansion joints to allow the concrete to expand and contract without cracking as much. The joints are usually filled with wood or special caulk to reduce the gaps and make the joints smoother. And let's see. We got an answer on this also from Forrest, who says, I'm an engineer, and you are correct as to why there are lines in concrete sidewalks. When concrete dries, it shrinks. And if no lines were drawn, and I guess they're also sort of scoring marks right across the concrete, it says if no lines were drawn, cracks would form between shrinking sections. These are called contraction joints. When workers cut lines into concrete, they are artificially creating contraction joints in the hopes that if any further cracks occur due to shrinking, they'll form along these built-in contraction joints. It keeps the sidewalk looking pretty. Also helps when the concrete expands slightly during hot weather and shrinks slightly during cold weather. That sounds like a definitive answer, folks. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go on the phone next and talk to Juan in Fort Worth. Hello, Juan.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So, Jeff, about 3 weeks ago, I took a trip to Europe, and when I came back, I noticed there were sugar ants, you know, kind of crawling around on my counter, and I had cleaned everything and set everything in the house before leaving. And I've tried cleaning with vinegar and with bleach, and they still keep coming back, and I can't seem to get rid of them. I was wondering maybe someone might have a suggestion for, you know, kind of getting rid of them, hopefully with an, without having to use strong chemicals.
Okay. There's some bait that this is a really big problem around here. Last spring, when it was so wet, there was so much water that ants seemed to be coming into everybody's houses just to get out of the ground. And okay. there are some baits that you can use that they take back and feed to the, you know, feed to the colony and stuff like that, that are you know, less I guess chemical or less pesticide based. But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you on that.
Okay. And then I just have one small suggestion, Jeff. Spring's coming a little early, so
right.
Hopefully maybe you guys can do a live broadcast sometime soon.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, we've been talking about it. We're actually currently in the planning stages for taking the Think Show back on the road to D.C. That's going to happen, Washington, D.C. will be in D.C. and working in and out of NPR headquarters there the last week of April is the tentative plan right now. But we need to think about when to get the Anything Show back out in this beautiful weather. So thanks for that.
Not a problem, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Robbie in Fort Worth. Hey, Robbie.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well. You know what, Robbie? We've got a bad connection. Can you call us back?
I see if it's any better now.
There you go. There you go. That's better.
Okay. All righty. Sorry about that. But the answer to the gentleman's question about he had some Cuban or Caribbean art and he was interested in finding a gallery that would sell it for him or something like that.
I think so. That was something like that, yeah.
Anyway, if he will call Atlee Phillips at Heritage Auction House in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
he will be able to probably help him with something.
All right.
And then am I supposed to ask you the question also about that I had or not?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's
okay.
That's pretty standard, Robbie.
Okay, I have never called in before.
Okay.
So my question
we're going to get you through this. So
okay.
Yeah, it's all right. You're doing good. You're doing good.
That's great. It's that I have an antique pinball machine,
mm-hmm.
and it needs its wiring redone, so that it'll be functional
right.
again.
Okay, you're in Fort Worth, so you're mm-hmm. looking for some what? So what kind of what? What's the what's the brand and what's the theme? I'm just really curious.
I don't have the brand name
okay.
But the theme is it is actually a bingo type machine with a lot of holes in it. It's not like your bumper pool.
Oh, okay.
It was originally used for gambling. Of course, I don't want to do any gambling. I just want to play it again. And it worked when I was about in the 70s.
Okay.
And it hasn't had anything really unusual go wrong with it. It just quit working. And I'm trying to figure out how to get it wired up again so that it'll work again.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling,
Love
Robbie.
Your show. All thank right. you so much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Juan tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says, I'm looking for full-size hickory logs in DFW for building Windsor chairs. Does anybody know where I can find full-size hickory logs in the DFW area? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And as I mentioned, you can tweet me as well at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Tom in Arlington. Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Well, for the gentleman who's looking for contemporary furniture mm-hmm. in Arlington, there is an exclusive by design is the name of the company. Contemporary furniture at 2160 North Collins.
Great.
Not too far from the Superdome or whatever you call it.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it. We had a couple of other folks make that suggestion, too, so really appreciate it.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Tyler in Fort Worth emailed, the conventional wisdom is that we will see a lot more bugs this summer because of the mild winter. Is this true? Tyler says, I haven't noticed any lack of bugs in my gardens over the past few years when it's been cooler. Anybody know what the facts are on that? And Yas says, can anyone tell me when the average time of the start of the mosquito season is in North Texas? He says, I've looked online. I didn't find anything very concrete. When does mosquito season start? Well, probably soon. I have a feeling. I think it's going to hit 80-something degrees today, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if it's soon. But officially is another question. And then we got an email from Judy in Fort Worth who says, I have an old desktop fan. It's probably 65 to 70 years old, and it needs some repairs to get it working again. She says it weighs a ton, but it's a real charmer. Anyone know of a shop that can make the repairs needed? It turns on, but it won't oscillate, and it's an old desktop fan. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We've got a couple of tweets coming in here, and we'll get to those after a quick break. Again, call us with your questions or answers, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. More of your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Stephen did, who says, the fan man, in quotes, used to have a shop in the Lakewood Shopping Center. Stephen says, I do think he still works on fans out of his home. A quick Google search of the fan man might lead you to an answer on getting the fan, that vintage fan repaired. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Tom in Sulphur Springs. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I've got an answer for the gentleman who didn't know what to do with his vehicle because the repair parts were more expensive than the value of the vehicle.
Yeah.
I think you should donate that to either Cars for Kids. They'll come and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
KETX, such as my East Texas radio station, or KER. And he will get some pretty good swag when he donates the vehicle. And all of these entities will come and pick the vehicle up, so he has no expense at all in getting rid of the vehicle.
Tom, I'll finish that third one for you. KERA is what I think you meant to say.
I also listen to KETX and Commerce,
right,
which is our
right.
public station.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
And they'll all come pick it up, and it's a great way to get rid of something and do a little good as an aside.
Great suggestion.
Anyway, that's my answer.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Carl in Dallas. Hello, Carl.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a question. How did Dallas get its name? I heard that there is a Jamaican connection to that, the name Dallas. What I heard is that back in the days, someone migrated from Jamaica, and his son later became the treasurer of the U.S. government, and Dallas is named after him.
Hmm.
And I also know that there's a place in the Blue Mountain area of Jamaica called Dallas. So I wonder if anyone out there knows.
All right, well,
it's really a connection.
Carl, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Christopher says, the listener with the antique car radio might reach out to Dallas Vintage Audio in Hearst. He says they specialize in home audio, but may have a lead on where else to go. Katie says, try feeding uncooked rice to the ants, the sugar ant infestation. Okay. Let's see. We got an email from Steve who says, regarding the World War II artifacts, the Texas State Historical Association is having its 120th annual meeting at the Omni Mandalay Hotel in Irving on March 3rd through 5th. We will be hosting free appraisal, a free appraisal fair with Heritage Auctions during these 3 dates. It would be sooner than waiting until summer for Antiques Roadshow stop, and you can find info at the Texas State Historical Association website, tshaonline.com. .org. Steve, thanks so much for that lead. That's just in a couple of weeks. Neil in Euless says, the sound of the TVs or radios being slightly off when they're tuned to the same broadcast in different parts of the house. He says, it's not that the sound is out of sync on the TVs. It has to do with the refraction, reflection, and interference of the sound waves passing through different mediums and encountering different obstacles in the different rooms before the sound waves reach your ear. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next is Bernie calling from Dallas. Hello, Bernie.
Yeah. Hey, I had called the other day and I had asked about early voting and I didn't really get a good answer. So I had an opportunity to look it up. And early voting is that in Dallas County anyways, that's like 27 different locations.
Right.
And it was from 8 to 5 all this week. And then starting tomorrow, it's 7 to 7.
Okay. And I think you can find that info at Dallas County Votes website.
Yeah, exactly. This is where I found it at. And then next week, you all the way 7 to 7 next week until Friday, except for Sunday when it's 1 to 6.
Very good.
And that's a really good location.
Yeah, and it started Monday, I believe, this past Monday. So,
yeah, I went and showed up there after 5, and they were like, oh, so sorry. so I thought I better look it up. But, hey, I do have a question, and that has to do with my daughter has autism, and even her special ed teachers, they said they had no training in autism. And they needed autism 101, which kind of really surprised me, being special ed teachers.
Right.
But what they're trying to do, though, with a lot of the students with autism and other disabilities is inclusion and put them in regular classrooms. And I was just wondering what kind of training that regular teachers have for special needs and special ed.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
I guess the other question is on the if it's one of the competencies on the teacher certification exam.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Well, we have about 10 minutes left today. If we don't get an answer for you today, maybe we will next week. Bernie, thanks for calling.
Thank you. You have a great program.
Thank you very much. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Barry in Plano. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Jeff. I sure enjoy your program.
Oh, thanks.
I've got a question. My wife has some difficulty gripping things,
mm-hmm.
and there's only one sharp knife in our kitchen that she is able to use. And if anything ever happens to that knife, we're in trouble. We can never find another knife that has a handle the same shape. So what I'm wondering is if anybody knows of a 3D printing location that could somehow evaluate the knife handle and reproduce it in hard plastic. I live in Plano, and I'm just wondering if there's anything in this area that could do that.
That's a really interesting question. So you're hoping to have the handle that's comfortable for her sort of digitally
scanned and then reproduced, and then you're going to mount it on other knives? Is that the plan?
Well, yes. I could take it to a knife maker then mm-hmm. and say, you know, I need you to put a knife blade into this handle. And that way we would have a new knife and could use one of them as a backup.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. It's a really interesting question, Barry.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. A couple of things have come in. Let's see. Rick tweeted me that the answer on the origins of Dallas is, according to the city, nobody really knows. And there's a link here to the city secretary's office at Dallas City Hall. Let's see. Jackson tweeted me and says, Dallas was founded and named by John Neely Bryan in 1841, named for George Mifflin Dallas, the 11th vice president. So there's one answer. Well, see if we get your answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Sandra says ants hate two things, lemon juice and coffee beans. And these work great for me, Sandra says, as I am a totally organic person. Let's see. We got an answer from Robin who says, we used to have the ant problem every April and found that making a mixture of oatmeal, molasses, and boric acid placed in jar lids worked well. We also found the entry place outside and sprayed that area with orange oil. And then we got an answer from Laura who says, to the guy wanting to keep ants out of his kitchen, drum roll please, diatomaceous earth sprinkled around the areas they seem to come from. You may find you can buy the food grade since you're using it in your kitchen, which we recommend. That's the show endorses the food grade at diatomaceous earth over all others, by the way. But Laura says what it is fossilized bone that's been shredded to tiny particles so that when you're sprinkling it, you might want to, so even though it is the food grade, you might want to cover your mouth because it can irritate your throat and lungs very fine. It cuts into the exoskeleton of the ants and dehydrates them. Diatomaceous earth is used for a lot of other things, but this is good for, this is one good use for it. So it is that season, right? It's diatomaceous earth season on anything you ever wanted to know. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Katrina in Rockwall. Hello, Katrina.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question real quick about moths.
Okay.
How do you get rid of moths in your home?
Okay. Well, are these the moths that are in your closet, or are they the moths that are in your food, or?
They're just floating around the house.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you. The old-fashioned mothballs are not recommended anymore, by the way, because they're obviously poison, and they don't smell so great either. But you can do you can do some things in your closet, I think, with cedar oil and stuff like that to kind of get them out.
Cedar oil?
Yeah, you can buy that cedar oil that you or cedar spray
oh,
that you
cedar.
Spray it on. Yeah, cedar.
Cedar,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if we get some other suggestions for you too. I'm sure we will. So,
okay.
Thanks for calling.
And just one answer.
Sure.
Freeze is a fabulous furniture store on Collins in Arlington.
What's it called?
Freeze.
Okay.
Furniture store.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Katrina.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Right. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Lee in Fort Worth. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was wondering how. I know we've had questions about music on KERA before, but I was the music for the Jim Lehrer roundtable promo. I'm quite sure it's George Benson. I thought it was from the Space LP, but I cannot nail that one down anywhere.
I'm wondering
what if anybody knew what the name of that tune was.
Well, perhaps the operations team is listening, and they might just have the answer. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, I think I have a question, an answer for the gentleman asking about teacher certification tests and the. I think he's asking specifically about autism. There are a lot of questions about English as a second language on the test, and a lot of questions about different levels of instruction and what your responsibilities as a teacher are for kids with special needs in general, but not really specific about autism.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll see if we get an answer for you on that music question. Let's see. On the knife handle question, Lynn says you might want to look at OXO products. Lynn says they are based on the universal design concept, which is designed so that most people can use them. So that's one recommendation outside actually getting the knife handle scanned and printed. Elizabeth says, I've seen 3D printers at two of the Dallas UPS stores. That's interesting. I think some libraries were even. I think we did a story on this a while back that some public libraries were going to start offering 3D printing services. Christopher says, try Forecast 3D. They have lots of services around rapid prototyping. So you might try Forecast 3D. There's also a group here in Dallas called SculptCAD. And this is just popping out of my memory banks. They're in the Exposition Park area and work with artists on 3D art design and printing. But they also do medical, they 3D print medical implants as well. So they might actually even have like a way to do this very thing. So SculptCAD is a possibility as well. On the sugar ants question, Andrea says, find out where they're coming in. Then mix 3 parts powdered sugar and 1 part borax and set it in a small container, like a bottle cap, just at the entrance to where they're coming in. They will carry it back and the borax will eventually kill them. In the meantime, wipe down the countertop with vinegar and that will erase their little scent trails. 800-933-5372. Let's get an answer on this, too, from Carol in Plano. Hey, Carol.
Hey, I tried a lot of things.
Yep.
And what works fabulously for me in the house is just plain cinnamon. I just sprinkle cinnamon on the areas, like at the windows, and they hate cinnamon. And I have no problem with ants.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Let's try to get a couple of quick answers. Derek, we got about 20 seconds.
Yes. Plano Public Library does public digital printing. He can go there. They'll walk him through and everything.
Awesome.
And then the pinball question, she can go to the Texas Pinball Festival March 8th and 20th at the NBC Suites Hotel and Convention Center in Frisco, Texas.
Okay.
And she will be in a room full of people that's all they do is either play pinball, restore machines. She can find enthusiast that will help her.
Thank you so much, Derek. Appreciate your call. Anything you ever wanted to know is produced by Stephen Becker. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Christine McConnell produces the podcast. And we had help today as well from Braylon Becton. You can find that podcast at kera.org/anything. Email us, anything@kera.org. Tweet me, @JeffWhittington. Whatever you do, enjoy this beautiful weekend. Be safe. Have fun. And we'll see you next week.